Welcome. You've reached the Brother's Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. The Brother's Journey is where we connect brother to brother, seeking wisdom and knowledge on our way to building understanding. Join the journey with Brother Steve. We will have real discussions and thought-provoking interviews on a wide range of topics for the purpose of creating a winning strategy. Together, we will work to sharpen our vision and encourage action for our kingdom assignment. Now, let's get it.
Welcome, brothers, to the Brother's Journey Show. The signpost for today's episode reads, The Journey of Looking Back. Now, Brother Steve will share his thoughts on the concept of looking back by discussing the importance of history and the impact it has on your present and your future. As always, we'll start by giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, loving wife Rita, and you brothers for traveling along this journey. I truly thank you for your time and attention. Our scripture reference comes from Luke 9:62, but Jesus said to him, No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You know, this is just one of the many passages that speak about spiritually looking back. Another scripture, or even the story that fits into this episode, is found in Genesis with the story of Lot's wife, who, when they were fleeing from the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, she looked back and was turned into a pillar of salt. Now, I'll admit, you know, it took me a minute, some time to seek the true meaning of what Jesus was saying, that if you take the task of working in the kingdom and get caught up in wanting to see how good you are doing, to see who is following you or how many likes you're getting or posts and things of that nature, basically, you're not fit for this kind of work. And I have checked the stats on the podcast, and yes, I've allowed those numbers to indicate my success. You know, if that was the case, I would have pulled the plug on the Brother's Journey Show a long time ago. But I am committed to putting my hand to the plow and crank out these episodes on a bi-weekly basis now, and more importantly, try my best not to look back and allow the numbers of followers to influence my diligence and dedication to this mission. In today's episode, I want to share my thoughts on checking the rearview mirror while you're on your daily journey. As we see in Scripture, the idea of looking back has both a positive and a negative connotation. I think the negative comes when you look back with a sense of pride, as to say, look what I did. Or in the case of Lot's wife, God told you not to look back once you get out of that sinful situation. Don't even give it a second glance. Don't even give a call, text, follow them on social media. Don't look back. But, you know, in the work to totally just cut it off, you know, cut that relationship off. But in essence, in a nutshell, just don't look back. Keep it moving. In the sense of looking back or reflecting on your past to see the move of God and how far he has brought you is totally a different situation. In this scenario, you're reflecting on God's greatness and all the things he has brought you through. And of course, you are giving him glory, honor, and praise. More importantly, in your reflection, you know, you realize that it hadn't been nothing that you did on your own. Today, we are fighting with one section of society wanting to keep a part of history hidden because of the negative emotions that might get stirred up. You know, this anti-woke movement. I truly believe anyone who wants to know their history can pretty much get online and find out for themselves what's really going on. People sometimes have strong emotions associated with their history. Those memories can get you stuck in the past and influence how you deal with the present situation. You can also look at how you can reframe your history into a story that helps promote growth and success. One major thing you can do is to look at the past, find new meaning from significant events, and then create successful behavior patterns moving forward. Of course, another situation where you have to put in a little bit of work, but this is so much needed, and I think it's worth all of your time and your effort. I believe if you feel you are stuck in the past, you would benefit from, you know, taking the time and speak to a professional like a life coach or someone like that, for example, that have a strategy to help you dig deep into those conversations or have those deep conversations, but really come up with a strategy of how you're going to move forward, bringing that history with you. I have some tips on how to do this deep dive, but, you know, my goal for the episodes is try to keep it under 20 minutes. And as I started to really go into it, I wouldn't be doing it any justice. So I'm just going to leave it right there. So trust me, you know, take the time and allow someone who has that strategy or that gift, that skill to help you find your way back from those memories. You know, then bring them forward with a positive purpose, but most importantly, keep it moving. When you put in the work, you know, with a life coach, for example, you'll use that past, you know, to enhance the future. You know, your personal growth and wisdom comes from being able to look at the past, reframe or revise your stories so you can continue to evolve for a changing future. And I want to encourage you to trust in your future. Everyone grows along life's journey, some in ways that are beneficial, other in ways that restrict their potential. The point is to grow and evolve, not to repeat the same stories and diminish your possibilities. You know, there's an African proverb which goes, "It is not wrong to go back and fetch what you forgot." You know, the proverb teaches that in moving forward, you must constantly go back to your past, use those lessons and wisdom from there to help you in your present and your future. The present is a direct result of the past. All of your knowledge is a result of the past. Without the past, there can be no future. The only way to truly understand why and how you came to be the who, what, when, and where you are today is by going back and examining your past. Please remember, do not stay in the past, but to gather knowledge from that past, use it to make the best possible decisions, and then use that to shape your future. Understanding the way of the wise is to learn from your and other people's mistakes. We all make mistakes, and it really becomes truly foolish when we refuse to learn from those mistakes and past experiences. Experiences, whether personal or as a people, remain our greatest teacher and should guide us into the future. You know, there is no shame in going back to your roots. There is no shame in learning from the past. You know, to be clear, knowing the truth about someone and your past could help you understand some of your habits. Even those things you want to forget can have a positive influence on your way of thinking. For example, if that person was a certain kind of way, and that was a source of your pain, that pain can be a motivator for you to never repeat that type of behavior. We have to put it in, you know, today we can kind of put it in terms of nostalgia, or, you know, the concept of reflecting on the past. Sometimes nostalgia is, you know, really for entertainment, you know, feeling you enjoy because it takes you back to those carefree days. You know, I can always recall when we run into someone from back in the day. Man, you remember? Yeah, I remember. Those were the good old days when this happened, that happened. So it's just a chance for us to bond and reflect. In business, nostalgia can help you with your sales, you know, but it's also considered bad for business and the economy. The idea of keeping people focused on the past, nostalgia can undermine innovation, creativity, and the ultimate progress. You know, getting stuck in this is how we've always done it. However, a growing body of research reveals that it's important for a psychological benefit to help individuals cope with life stressors. A growing body of research reveals that nostalgia has an important physiological resource to help you deal with the stressors and, you know, helps build strong relationships. And it also finds that helps you maintain the meaning in life and become more creative and inspired. For example, you know, for people of color, knowing that some of the first innovators look like you and you are standing on their shoulders And at the same time, you know, your creativity is now being able to spark that sense of pride within you and your work. Of course, this concept of bringing the past forward has been around for a while, you know, like any idea that was started with the National Negro History Week. No one has played a greater role in helping all Americans know about Black history other than Brother Carter G. Woodson, who was, you know, created this back in 1926. In the case of Brother Woodson, one of his goals was to use history to prove to white America that Blacks have played important roles in the creation of America, and thereby we deserve to be treated equally as citizens. You must always recognize the challenge of forgetting. You can tell a great deal about a country and its people by what they deem important enough to remember, what they create monuments for, what they put in their museums, and what they celebrate. But you can also tell a lot about it, you know, a country or a people, about what they choose to forget. You know, its mistakes, its disappointments, and also its embarrassments. I think we can agree there are challenges of preserving culture, preserving communities, and tapping into the power of inspiration. One thing that has not changed, the need to draw inspiration and guidance from the past to help the people find the tools and paths that will help them live a more fulfilling life. As you travel along the journey, don't forget to check the rearview mirror. You never know what's coming up behind you. Just like driving in the fast lane, the situation may require you to move over and let that faster brother, who's obviously on his way somewhere in a hurry, get on through. One thing you don't want to do is look back with a sense of pride. I think that was one of the things that pissed God off. Please don't say, Brother Steve said, for me to check my stats, see how many followers I got, how many likes, with YouTube channel and all of those kind of things, you know, as far as looking back to see how good you've been. But we must focus on how well you are doing today, and more importantly, how much more you can do in the kingdom to ensure God gets the glory out of your life. All right, my brothers, I know this was kind of a quick, seemed like a disjointed kind of episode, but I wanted to get it out, you know, to stay with my schedule and the idea and the conversation about looking back, making sure we're not looking back with a sense of pride, looking back to find those things that's going to encourage us, that's going to motivate us, that's going to keep us growing. So when you're driving down that journey of life, don't forget to check your mirrors. As I said previously, check that blind spot, because you never know what's coming on behind you. All right, my brothers, we're going to bring this episode to a close. We'll continue the journey forward and hang on for the ride to the next level. I pray you feel the love of the Father. In closing, I want to encourage you to stay tuned to yourself, your loved ones, and especially God. This is Brother Steve encouraging you to ask for wisdom, seek knowledge, and build understanding. Thank you for your time and attention. Until next time, peace.
Thank you for listening to the Brothers Journey Show with your host and navigator, Brother Steve. I hope you were inspired and encouraged to put in the work for next level living. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will continue the journey. Tell your homeboys to join the journey to the next level. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings. Brother Steve.